Good morning. I thought we'd talk about friendship today. I get a lot of people in the clinic who feel lonely, and they say that they think they have friends, but they can't rely on them or trust them. And sometimes what it really needs is for us to have a good, hard look at what friendship really means to each person. Everybody's different. I mean, we have a lot of people that we are friendly with, but I wonder what you really mean by friend. I wonder if you've fully considered whether your friends can be supportive or destructive in your ability to lead an authentic life. Most of our relationships aren't created by choice. They're created by circumstance. It's either people we grew up with or people we work with or people we've chosen to share a hobby with. And too many of us seem to maintain relationship with friends just because we've known them for a long time or we've fallen into the habit of thinking of them as friends. But if you feel worse when you leave someone rather than better, then they're not truly a friend. And there are some questions you can ask yourself to see if you really understand what makes a friendship for you. So you might want to, first thing you might want to consider is, what does the word friendship mean to you? What purpose do you want these friends to serve in your life? Do you want someone to play golf with? Do you want someone to go to the theater with? Do you want someone to sit beside you and be quiet when you're sad, just so they can support you? What does a friend mean to you? What qualities should they have or do you want from them? What values do you want to share with your friends? These are all important questions. And I know that I have a lot of people that I'm friendly with, but I have a few, less than a handful, of true, loyal, beloved friends. So you might want to ask yourself, who are the four or five people that I would count as my closest friends? And what do they add to my life? How do they add value? And how do I add value to their life? So you might want to look at that and think about how they add grace notes to your life, how they enrich you. And you might also want to consider whether you want to broaden your group of friends or are you happy with the few you have now. Some people need lots and lots of acquaintances. They need to be busy all the time with people, and they call them friends. These are people that they entertain or go to the movies with or, you know, go out to dinner and celebrate birthdays and weddings and anniversaries, go on cruises with them, go walking with them, go running with them. And some of them are fine just for that one purpose, or sometimes they are more inclined to be close. But look at the group that you fall into. Excuse me. Just notice if you want more friends or whether you're happy with a smaller group of friends. And you want, maybe you might want to consider separating them into two groups and think about people you're friendly with that are activity friends and people that you can trust your heart and soul with. And then start looking and seeing what sort of friend you are. Are you supportive? Are you loyal? Do you encourage gossip or do you shut it down? Are you there when someone needs you? Do you keep your word? Do you do what you say you're going to do? That's a big one. A lot of people offer to help in times of trouble, but they just don't show up. And so you might want to see what are the qualities and values that you have in you that make you a good friend? Do you live up to your own definition of what a good friend should be? Do you feel undervalued by your friends? Do you ever discuss your friendship with each other? It might be worth considering. And when you look at other people, do you see friendships between other people that you think are more supportive or nourishing and rewarding than your own? And if you do, why don't you look at them a little closer and see what it is that they have that makes their friendship so successful? And are they qualities that you could nurture in yourself and seek in others? I know that I spend a lot of time nurturing my friends and thinking about them and seeing what I can do to make their life more fun, more enjoyable. I like my friends to feel loved. I like my friends to feel valued and important. Now, this doesn't mean I see them all the time. It doesn't mean I'm on the phone with them all the time or texting all the time. But when we are together, it makes life better. And maybe that's the standard to aim for. So with that thought in mind, I leave you now, and until then, until the next time.